Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Welcome to another episode, Gashao.
Hi, Wakili.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this concept of cloud kitchens?
Cloud kitchens? Mm. That's like a kitchen inside the cloud.
Yeah, like a ghost, like a ghost kitchen.
I have no idea what that is.
So it's this thing where restaurants, mm-hmm. or maybe, let me just use the word restaurants.
Yes.
Are running ghost kitchens, mm-hmm. without what we call a front end.
Yes.
You can't walk in.
Yes.
You can only order out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't have to have a physical location.
Okay.
So it has become very big, mm-hmm. after the restrictions of restaurants with the pandemic.
Yes.
It's a business I think I want to do now. Mm-hmm. Just be cooking like a ghost.
But shouldn't people see what you're cooking?
When they order.
Oh, so they see after the fact.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, are you cooking something bad? Why you say unfortunately?
Oh, because even in the restaurant, you only eat after it has come, no? You only see it after
taste. Yeah, but the good restaurants, you know, you can peek into the kitchen and you can see what's happening.
You can see the quality of the kitchen. You don't want that.
Okay, all the best then.
But even the good kitchens, Kibanatsky are good kitchens. Because
they are.
The food is being cooked there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the big hotels are not very good kitchens. Because you never see where your food is coming from. They're okay. Just swinging doors like this on the kitchen.
Yeah.
A guy comes with four plates.
I'm sure you've noticed that most of the cholera cases usually happen in big hotels.
Yeah.
They never happen in the Kibandaski.
Yeah. Funny enough, eh? They happen there, no one knows. Everyone is immune.
You can't be sure where you got it from.
Yeah. Amma, you don't get it. You're just like, yeah, there's an outbreak. Where?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a very interesting case for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read it as it is. It's a story.
Okay.
It's not our case.
Okay.
So this is it. There's a gentleman known as Juma Mohammed Motha. And auctioneers went to his house to recover things because he has a debt of 1 million, close to 1 million. This was on March 4th, 2020 in Lavington. Lo and behold, they found firearms. And during the investigation, the police wrote to the firearms licensing board to authenticate the firearm licensing certificate because he has a license. And they found that he only had a license for the pistol, yet in his house, he has another firearm, a plastic AK-47 rifle and an air gun. Okay, you have to tell me what an air gun is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the guns were allegedly found in some of his drawers in his house. And as auctioneers executed a court order, they found those firearms there. Now, Mother has denied all the charges the law courts have against him. And he was freed on a 1,000 Kenya shillings bond and a surety of a similar amount and an alternative cash bail of 100,000. So the case will be mentioned later. So, Wakili, my question is, I forgot something very interesting.
Yeah.
He says he inherited a gun.
Okay.
From his late father.
Yeah.
So, Wakili, first let me start there. Are you telling me I cannot inherit a gun?
Okay, I'll answer that question. But let me answer your previous one. You asked what an air gun is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So an air gun is just a gun which fires projectiles without any chemical reaction taking place. So you don't have gunpowder.
But it still fires.
It still fires. Have you seen how they slaughter cows?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, in high-end abattoirs.
Yeah. As we use an axe.
Well.
No, not even an axe.
Yeah.
We call it the Kikuyu word. It's gone.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer. We use a sledgehammer.
Yeah, so
to dizzy the cow, ding, the cow gets dizzy.
Gashao.
Yeah, the gashao gets dizzy.
You're speaking so casually about the death of your...
of my ancestors.
But listen, so anyway, why I was saying that is because they usually use a pneumatic contraption. It uses air pressure to shoot a projectile in the back of the cow's head, which killed it. So air guns work pretty much the same way.
Paintball, like,
you know, the issue is what is propelling the bullet.
Yes, because even in paintball, we use air guns. Then
I guess,
because they use paintball pressure.
Yes,
and the paintball hits you like you are like, hey, how was this a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So similar concept. And to your second question about inheritance,
yeah,
we'll get there.
Okay.
What we need to start with one is, if you look at this case,
yeah,
one of the things that he is being charged with,
yeah,
is that he had not secured this firearm properly because it was found in a drawer, the one which he has a certificate for.
A pistol.
The pistol.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of the things we have to look at. I mean, how are you supposed to secure a pistol if you have a certificate to have a gun?
Are you telling me?
Yes.
You give me a gun and you tell me how to keep it?
Of course. It's an offensive weapon and it can cause grievous bodily harm or death. So
in this case, you guys are going to tell us where to keep our pangas, machete.
Let me ask you, if you buy a car,
yes,
are you told how to drive it?
More or less.
Yes, before you get your
driving license. But no one tells me where to keep it. I can park it.
It's the same concept.
The front of the house, the back, the side.
No, you do. You are told where to park it. Can you park a car in an ambulance bay?
When I'm in hospital, no. No, not even anywhere. But my house, I can park my car wherever I want.
Actually, some places you should not park your car. You should not park your car next to a fire hydrant, even if it's in your house. Yes. If there's a fire truck which needs to access the fire hydrant, you should not find your car parked there. So
thank God there are no fire hydrants in Kenya. We park our cars wherever we want.
It just depends which neighborhood.
Those are shots taken, literally.
So how the gun was secured will play a role. Mm-hmm. Of course, the question you're asking is important. You know, can you inherit a firearm?
Yeah.
And then there was this plastic AK-47.
Yeah.
What's the story about that?
I don't understand. It's a harmless thing.
Okay, let's take it step by step. So the first question, of course, is this issue of how to secure your gun.
Yes.
And as you stated, this man had a certificate, a firearm.
A license.
Yes, he had a certificate to hold that firearm.
Yes.
But the certificate, of course, is issued with conditions, or this license is issued with conditions. Mm-hmm. And how a gun is secured is, it has to be in a place which is in a safe condition, or in a secure and safe condition, to prevent this firearm being otherwise accessible by a minor, or by an unauthorized person.
Are you saying there's an age limit to own a gun?
Definitely.
There is.
There's a minimum age you need to be before you apply for a gun certificate. You can't be a minor.
How old?
Well, anyone who's a minor is under 18.
So at 19, I can own a firearm.
You can apply.
Oh.
You can apply. You know, one of the requirements before you issue this license is also to go for a psychological test. it's 21 years old for a firearm, not 18. 21 years old. So 19, definitely, you can't.
And then I do the tests.
Then you go for the psychological test, make sure you are mentally stable, make sure that they check your background, make sure you have no criminal record.
Oh.
Okay. You have to be trained in using a firearm. You can't just walk off the street and say, I want to own a gun.
Wow.
You have to have been trained on how to use a firearm. So all those things will first be looked into before you're given that certificate.
I didn't know all those things.
Well, I hope you're not planning to go and buy a gun.
Not that I was, but now those things are too many.
Well, they're important for the safety of those people who will be around you when you have this pistol.
Yeah, okay.
There have been cases whereby people have not followed these guidelines and innocent people have ended up getting hurt.
Yeah, that's the issue with the gun, I guess.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous tool in the wrong hands.
So you raised an issue of how this gentleman kept it. And it is in the drawer in his bedroom. What's the issue?
Okay, so the issue only comes up if this drawer in the bedroom was not the place where the licensing officer found to be a good location or a safe location. For the firearm.
So when I get my firearm, hypothetically, and Wakili is the licensing officer, you will come to my house.
Yes.
And I'll have to show you where I'll be keeping it.
Correct. Okay.
That is intrusion.
And so one thing is where you'll keep it, but also how you keep it.
How?
Yes. For example, you're not supposed to keep your gun in a ready state, meaning it should not be loaded.
Ish.
Okay. You're not supposed to keep your gun with ammunition already inside.
Set to go.
Yeah.
Like I'm running a police station.
Yeah, if a gun
is maybe barracks.
Exactly. I mean, you're not. Okay. If a gun is an automatic gun, the safety should be on.
Wow.
Okay. If it's the other type of gun, you should not have cocked it.
Then the thieves will just find me. They are trying to assemble my gun. They come in.
I mean, the time it will take you to assemble it, if that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Still, these people will not have accessed.
You guys want me to put my gun if I have one.
Mm-hmm.
At the back of the toilet, you know, like the toilet has another door to the back first.
Yeah.
Then when it's there, it's still in pieces. Yeah. Screwdriver, I need to.
No, I didn't say you have to assemble a gun. I just said it should not have ammunition.
Okay.
So you don't keep bullets.
inside the gun.
Yes. You'll have to load them if you need to use it. And
it's,
you see,
when the thieves will have caught,
trust me, if they've caught you by then, it wouldn't have mattered whether or not you had a gun.
Okay.
So the where and the why and the how do play a part in whether the licensing officer approves the storage of the pistol.
Yes.
So if you don't keep it in that way, then you are liable for sanctions. Okay. You can be fined or you can even face jail time.
Wow. Okay. And you raised an issue with a plastic gun, Wakil.
Yeah.
But on a real gun,
yes.
What's the issue of having a plastic gun? You want me to get a license for a plastic gun?
Okay. So there is a law in Kenya which prohibits people from having imitation firearms.
A law?
Yeah. You see, an imitation firearm, whether or not it can, you know, shoot a bullet, whether or not it can discharge a bullet, can still be used for criminal actions. It can still cause someone to, if you're using it for stealing or other kind of criminal action, people can still hand over money or whatever, thinking that it's a real gun. You can still assault with an imitation firearm.
So the next time somebody is asking you, tell them, is that a plastic gun first?
I don't think
you are threatening me with a plastic gun.
What was it called? There was a term for it, a fake gun. What was that term?
A bonoko.
Exactly. So,
yakoni bonoko, man. I'm not scared.
I've heard the people who asked that and didn't end well.
Oh.
So I don't think that's that's what you want to ask. And you see, that's why they want to make it a criminal offense. So that make the assumption that every time you see a gun, it's a real gun.
They're helping thieves here, these guys. They think, if you see a gun in the streets, it's real. Kenya has no plastic guns.
Listen, if someone points at you something, whether or not you're sure it's a real gun or not.
No, there's no negotiation.
There's no need to fight that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, your life is worth more than finding out.
I can't imagine asking if it's plastic and it's not.
But you see here, it can't just be that they say it was a plastic gun and that's it. At the end of the day, the prosecutor still has that burden of proving that it's an imitation firearm.
What do you mean by the prosecutor has the burden of proving?
In any criminal offense, it is the role of the prosecutor to prove their case.
So what does that mean? Like, the guy can go and say it's not plastic?
He can say it wasn't. It's just a toy and it was never intended for use as an imitation firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that's where an issue would come up. Especially because he was not using it.
Yeah. Or we don't know.
Well, according to what they say, he was not found attempting to use it. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's not his role
to
try and show them that it is an imitation gun. It is the role of the prosecutor to prove that it's an imitation gun.
Finally, can he inherit the other gun?
Yeah. So this is an interesting question. You have to look at the two things separately. There's one, there's a license which was issued probably to the person he inherited from. Was it his father or his grandfather?
Yeah.
So that person had a license, but a license can't be transferred to another person. Okay. The certificate. We're talking about the certificate, the firearm certificate. Remember, you have to go through a set of tests to confirm that you are stable.
You can use
exactly.
a gun responsibly.
So that can't just be transferred.
Okay.
Okay. The second issue is there's an actual gun. Okay. So the gun, to the best of my understanding, was not an illegal gun.
The air gun. Yeah.
So as a property item, if it's real property, according to the law of succession, then the grandfather could have transferred real property.
To the son.
To the son or the grandson.
The grandson.
Okay. So inheriting, you can inherit.
But once I inherit, I must go get a license. More or less.
That's essentially the thing.
Yeah.
For every piece of firearm you own, you must have an individual certificate. Of course, there's certain exemptions.
Yeah.
For example, if you're a gun dealer, if you...
you have one license for all the guns.
A legal gun dealer.
Yeah.
Or if you are a police officer. Okay, definitely.
So wait. Does a police officer own a license? I've never thought about it.
So I'm talking about a police officer having their own individual firearm.
Okay. So just to clarify, by virtue of being a police officer,
yes,
the law guarantees you can use a gun.
The law exempts you
from having a license.
From having a firearm certificate.
Only when you're in blue uniform. When you're not in blue uniform, get a license to own a gun.
No, I mean, you're still a police officer.
Even without blue uniform.
With or without the uniform.
Okay.
So the other thing is, if you are proprietor of an abattoir. See, I told you abattoirs.
Ah, yes.
Abattoirs also allow you.
That is the shortcut to owning a gun. Open an abattoir so that you can get a gun for shooting the animals.
Yes.
Okay.
And keep in mind, when we're talking about these guns, firearms have to be registered.
By the government.
They have to be registered to the through the body which licenses firearms.
That so means I cannot import a gun.
You can import. But
it has to go through, like a car. Just like a car. You know a car, I cannot import and it's not registered in Kenya.
Exactly. They have to know who the owner of this firearm is.
Wow.
So when you hear illegal firearms, it's because they have not been registered.
I see.
And not just the firearm. Even the ammunition has to be registered.
Bullets.
Of course. A firearm is nothing without the bullets.
Oh yeah, true. When you say it that way.
So in this case, both have to be registered. So whether or not you can inherit, the property might pass, but are you legally allowed to use it? It might have been a better thing to let them remain in the custody of one of those people who are exempted until you can get the proper licensing so that you can store them in your home.
So, Wakili, if I had a gun museum, say, maybe I would need a license, one license for all the guns. Yeah?
You'd probably need a license to run the museum.
For the guns.
I would argue then that can fall under the exemptions as a person who is dealing with firearms.
Because I'm imagining if my dad had many guns and you're telling me I can't inherit them. Maybe I just open a museum.
So we said you can inherit them. What we said.
I can't. I don't have the license.
To legally store and use them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Just like you can inherit a car, but it doesn't mean you can drive it unless you have a driving license.
Yes. Okay. Wow. So finally, I have a question. Last week we discussed whether bail is punitive.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like reasonable bail?
First of all, I have to mention that this case is still under consideration.
Also, we cannot...
It would not be proper
for us to start meddling.
To start discussing merits or demerits. Depends on the facts of the case.
Yeah, okay. So, mother needs an advocate, you are saying.
I think he already has one.
But anyway, thank you, Akili, for discussing this issue and for enlightening us on the insight on how to own a gun and all those things. Not that we are looking to own one, but, you know, we could open an abattoir for all we know. Other than that, thank you for listening to this episode of Swala Nyeti, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website, www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.